it's important to remember that this is about restoring the lost value of pay across a number of years, where doctors on the island have seen pay rises that have been below inflation. So the relative value of their pay has gone down, and this is starting to restore that pay. It is the first point, not the end point. And I think this has shown some willingness on government to recognise the value of the skills and expertise of doctors on the island.
You're saying starting there, that's the key word there. So is it likely that in following years, you'll also be pushing for quite significantly above inflation pay offers?
Well, I think you can't expect workers on the island to work in circumstances where they have below inflation pay rises. It's not worked in the past and it won't work in the future.
There is a new minister in post. Has that helped negotiations at all, or with reaching the point we're at now?
Well, I really do think that has helped. We've seen a positive attitude towards the value of doctors by the health minister, Claire Christian. And I've met her previously when she was a backbencher, when we were talking about listening to doctors' concerns on the island. So I have a very positive view of her. And the chief minister has also been involved in negotiations. It's important, you know, this is a political decision as to what to fund and not fund within health and social care.